The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This is the place that has the animal news. Other places ignore animal news. We bring you animal news. God created them and he loves them. And he said they're good.
Yes, he did.
And he made a covenant with them with Abraham. True fact. You can look it up.
Yes, it's true. All
right. Anyway, in the news, it's kind of wild. Guy in Utah, I don't know if you saw this story. He went to a state park a few months ago in Utah, where he was attacked. I don't understand at all.
Okay.
By a bison.
Okay.
Now, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't understand what he was doing, because bisons, we all know, are herbivores. I don't know what the problem is.
So he wasn't attacking to eat him.
I don't know what was going on.
Okay.
Okay. I just know that he was attacked by a bison, and I would remember that. Okay. Like, okay. I was just attacked by a bison.
This is odd.
Okay. The next story is he's also back in the news because he has a new girlfriend, this guy.
Yeah.
And he took her back to that park.
Right.
I guess to show, I don't know.
Show her where he was attacked, perhaps.
It's in the news because she, while she was there, was attacked by a bison.
What?
So that's two
bison attacks.
Bison attacks.
Right.
And I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Because you'd say, this is where, this is a place where bison attack.
Right, right. I would have been like, I remember this place. And you know what I remember most distinctly?
Was being attacked.
It's being attacked by a bison.
Right, sure.
So now she's been attacked. So just a word of advice from a married man. Like, if you guys do get married and you're looking for a place.
Yeah.
Don't go to where you've both been attacked by bison. Just, I'm not like Mr. Wedding Etiquette.
Yeah.
But please don't go there for your wedding. Please.
This is your breaking animal news update.
They're trying to tell you that you do not belong there. That's what these bison are trying to communicate to you and your loved one. So I hesitate to talk about this, but I have. So I will continue to, because I think some people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning 50 this week.
Why do you hesitate to talk about it?
Well, I just... Me, my birthday, me.
Okay.
But...
Not because you're uncomfortable with it.
No.
Okay.
Fine, I'm turning 50. What I didn't see coming, though, is like in my late 40s has been that you could just be injured. Not get injured, you just are injured. Like, you know what I mean? There's a distinction there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like,
you wake up?
Yeah.
Injury.
What happened? Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I know that I am an injured person, but I don't know what happened, honestly. Please absorb what I am about to say. I know you're busy. You got stuff going on. There's all sorts of distractions. Please, please, please. Listen to this, if you don't mind. God loves you as you are right now. Right this second. Not some perfect version of you. Not some future version. Not some, if I could only get it together version. He'll finally... I'm talking about you now. Dirty as you are... He loves you. This may seem like Sunday school stuff. Brant, that's the most basic thing. I've heard that a million times. Have you? I mean, so have I, maybe, but absorbing it is really hard. So as I'm telling you this, I'm telling this to myself too, like, as you are right now, who you are now, he actually loves you. So thankful for everybody who listens to our podcast. Also, the guys at Fellowship Home Loans, they help people. They come up with creative ideas to help you with your mortgage or your refinancing. They listen. They enjoy their customers. I just really appreciate them. Mike and Brian are the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic. If you want to talk to them, you can. It's 800-804-SAVE for Fellowship Home Loans. We so appreciate them sponsoring the podcast and believing in what we do. 800-804-SAVE or, so simple, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Maybe you're this way. I love outer space. I love it so much. Oh, I can talk about outer space. Okay. And they get me all excited about stuff. Sometimes, like, NASA will come out with some information, and then they're like, we want the public to input, but they never accept what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, now they found 20 new moons around Saturn.
All right.
And they want help naming them.
Okay.
And I got pumped about that, and I was like, I remember, you're not going to take my names anyway.
Do you have them here? Would you like to submit them to us?
I guess, but I don't want, if it's just going to be...
you're just going to be ignored by NASA again. It hurts, I'm sure.
All right, well, my top... How many do you want?
Let's take three.
Gerard, Daryl, and Rusty.
I like those a lot.
And I got really excited about it. I thought about Bob. I moved that down to fourth. But the point is they're not going to use it anyway, so why do I get excited about
it? I feel myself silent, as NASA
would
be.
I know. See? Hey, just so you know, if you're new to the program, other people know this already, but we don't script anything.
No.
So if you heard us talk about the planet and the moons and stuff, please know. Because it occurred to me after we talked on the air.
You feel like it sounded scripted?
It sounded like it was scripted. It was not.
Okay. No, it was not. I had no idea what you were talking about. I had no idea what the names of the moons around Saturn were going to be. I promise you,
just,
you all
you
from the
knew
bottom
I would
of my
have
heart.
Some.
I knew you would have some.
Yeah.
And I knew that it would be something that would make me fall silent, and it did.
Yeah, just so you know, when you're listening, Sherry has no clue what I'm going to talk about until you know. Like, as you're listening, that's when she finds out.
We all find out together.
Right, and that keeps a genuineness to
it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so when I sound shocked, and you're
it's
shocked,
genuine.
It's all of us. Yes.
Yeah, there's genuine shock going on here. We need you to know that. And the other thing is, too, we always tell people this. If it was scripted, it would be so much better.
Yeah.
You think we would settle for this if we had time to actually write it out? No. Band-Aid. Right there. I got a Band-Aid right here. I want to show everybody.
What happened?
That's from me falling off the weight bench at the little gym.
Well, and hello, 50.
Skidding across the carpet.
What?
In front of the ladies. I didn't tell you about that?
No, no.
I was so embarrassed. It was in that little room, but there's like four ladies on treadmills or whatever. Right in front of them, there's one bench to area. And I got on there with these weights.
In a little gym room in your apartment.
I got on the bench and I lost. I started listing off of it.
What happened? Were you?
I don't know. Oh, I was trying to scooch down, and then I just got dizzy, and I just fell off, and I tried. And so I got rug burns. And one of the ladies on the treadmill said the most wonderful thing, like the most brilliant possible thing when you see somebody make like a man make a fool out of himself.
What did she say?
She said, "I'm not making this up." Uh-huh. I tried to make a joke out of it, so I was like, "Oh, I've never done that before."
Okay, that's what you said.
That's what I said. She said, "Well, the weights you have are really heavy."
Oh, that's good.
Wasn't that brilliant?
That is.
I was like in awe.
Yeah,
like,
in the moment.
You
very
said
good.
Something to set. Like, I met her husband.
Okay.
He's a really cool guy, but it's like you clearly know how to make a man feel like less of an idiot.
Yeah. Where you're like, well, you're lifting so much
she's
weight.
She's like, well, look at those weights.
Yeah. I mean, right. Of course, you fell and skid across the.
It doesn't. Did I buy what she did? No, it doesn't matter. Like, that was just so kind of her to say that. Of course you wouldn't be able to stay on the bench.
Because the weight is just overwhelming. What a man.
You can't expect somebody to just lie down on his back.
With that amount of weight.
That way. There's no way you could keep your balance lying on a bench. People are always falling off benches.
You know what I would have done, which someone brought to my attention that I do, and I guess I know I do it, but they said how annoying it is in the moment, which is if someone falls or trips, I'm always like, uh-oh, like that.
That does not help. You're just providing a soundtrack. That's not a warning because it's too late.
It's a commentary.
Yeah, it really is. That's Three Stooges stuff while they're doing it.
My friend.
While the slapstick is happening, you're adding sound effects.
I had a friend very lovingly come to me and say to me, "No, I want to tell you what you do when we're out in public. Someone trips, someone runs into the wall, and that's not helpful. It's annoying, and I want you to stop." So I'm trying. I'm not saying I'm doing well at it, but I. I realized. I was like, I guess I do do that.
Yeah.
And that's not helpful if you're...
That's the worst. The middle thing between that lady and you was the ladies that are... I mean, there's only a few of us in a small room.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, doing this to fall off the bench. Clankety clank, scrape. And they're just like, looking down at me. Not even commenting on it. I mean, you can at least, I'm lying on the floor, like, you can at least...
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying, it's a middle.
Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't terrible.
Right.
But, like, that one lady was like, oh, okay. You all right? Like,
But you're just
at least you might want to acknowledge. Like, hey,
I think if it was a woman, they would have rushed to maybe help or say, hey.
Oh, definitely.
But with a guy, you're like, me saying, are you okay or can I help you? It's just going to be more of the ego. It's going to be an emotional rug burn if I have to say to you, hey, guy, you all right down there? It's just so it's impossible. That woman was brilliant.
I agree, but if people, yeah, somebody's lying on the floor in a public place.
Say something.
Yeah, you probably.
Yeah, let's not pretend that didn't just happen.
From my perspective, like, are you all right? Was fine.
Okay.
I get it. After something like that. I mean, there's a sliding scale. Somebody just barely trips. You see them stub their toe on the sidewalk. Right. You're like, hey.
But off a bench with weights and clanging
some point,
and rug burns. Your
dad's
and
after being accounting. What just happened?
Something just happened. Something did just happen. It did. Say it. No, you did not tell me that story.
I'm lying at your feet on the floor. I know that. You know that.
Say something. We're crying out loud. I know it just happened. I'm on the floor.
Well, it actually is a good sign.
What?
That nobody helped me.
Why? Because they think you...
I'm young.
That's right.
I mean, they think I'm young enough. Like, if I really was, if they thought, now there's a guy that's over the hill.
Yes, I remember that concept, which is a great concept.
They will come like, oh, hey.
The response to your fall tells you if you're old or young. So you're middle, because young,
they didn't laugh, right.
People laugh, right?
Right.
Middle, like, it's like, okay, let's ignore it. Old is like, someone call 911.
Right. I'm definitely in the middle, where it's just, let's ignore that.
Well, but I promise you, they went home and told the story. They told that story. You will never believe what happened at the gym today. The story was told.
You know, it's funny, too, when you have accidents like that. So I had these dumbbells or whatever. I was trying to do something. I don't know what. I never really know what I'm doing.
Some flies or something.
Something.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to scooch down. But and as I started falling, it felt like it took about a year. Because I can feel, wow, I'm falling off the bench. It seemed like it's real, like, this is really going to happen. I am going to fall.
Start questioning. Well, I mean, do I drop the weights?
No, I can't reverse this because these things are too heavy. It's like once you're going over.
And then when you do fall, it's that Flintstone thing where it was a drum solo when you would fall.
Right. It totally was.
Now you didn't tell me that.
Then you have
story.
To act like you're not hurting. Totally was.
Really?
I mean, just the rug burn across my elbow.
Yeah, but you had to hit the ground pretty hard. And you couldn't brace yourself because you had
I was just trying not to hit myself in the head with the dumbbell. Because the lady was right. They're really heavy.
Turns out she was...
Oh, yeah, the best power lifters always falling off the bench. In a perfectly stable environment, a perfectly wide bench.
With elderly women on the treadmill. Of course. If it's happened once, it's happened a thousand times.
Through history. Lou Ferrigno. Schwarzenegger.
Bam, bam, bam. Everybody. Yeah. They're dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People don't realize.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's good. Okay. No, you didn't tell me that story.
Mm-mm. Just remind myself.
Whoop. And the kids do it. And so my mom said, stop doing that because Aerie and they do that now. When kids are falling at school, the baby, In second grade,
That really helps.
It's like
you need to be. You don't need to be forcing any air through your larynx at all right then. There's no need.
Why did you do that?
Why do you make any noise at all?
Unnecessary in every way. It does nothing.
I just felt like I needed to add my voice to this. This moment needs me.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.